For the first time in 2022 on the King Review, it is his man with his finger on the pulse, his ear to the ground. His name is Murray Jones, breakfast host here at 4CA. Murray, I was keen to talk to you about what we're going to face in the next few months when it comes to a federal election. I had Minister Paul Fletcher on the show earlier in the show and touched on this topic with him about how important Queensland will be for the Coalition's attempts to be re-elected. You've had Albo on your show in recent days, recent weeks. How's Albo going? I mean, is there any sense from him about, is he confident? Is he feeling good about his chances?
I think it's always going to be tough for Albo. You know, coming back to something that we've discussed before, it's going to be a situation more so where the Prime Minister or the Coalition will lose the election and to a degree by default, Albo will become the Prime Minister. But look, you know, he obviously, first opportunity, got straight to Queensland. He started in Cairns.
That was his first stop, that's right.
Certainly was, and working his way down. Obviously some issues. I mean, not a lot of federal Labor seats, especially in central Queensland. So he certainly got a lot of work to do there. I think it's going to be a tough election. But look, coming back to what we said about, unfortunately, the Coalition losing it. You know, it's been a bad couple of months, really, for the Prime Minister. It doesn't bode well, I must say.
Well, I raised this issue with Paul Fletcher, where, you know, they did do some good work. Let's give the Morrison government some credit in the early days, a job keeper and job seeker.
There were problems with it, as
you would expect with any program of that magnitude. But it was highly successful in keeping the economy going.
Too successful, many people said.
But as you've said, the last couple of months, and now there's all of this aged care issue has raised, been raised again, a bit of a debacle happening there. The COVID fourth wave or whatever wave we're up to. So it is going to be a big challenge. And the online bookies now are saying $1.55, Labor are favourite. The Coalition's out to $2.40. Did Albo, I mean, does he project any sort of confidence? I know Pollies are always very careful. They like being the underdog. They don't want to appear too cocky or too far ahead. But did you get a sense? You spent a bit of time with him off air as well. Any sense of how he's travelling?
Well, look, one of the things that people had commented to me most about was his new style, his new look. They thought he had a makeover,
hey,
brand new glasses, and a new tight, very, very tight suit.
There you go.
And he's physically looking pretty good because, he's 58 years of age, so he's no spring chicken, yes, with respect. But, so certainly I think, and when I spoke...
So he's looking sharp.
He is looking sharp. Yeah. And he is looking more, I guess, prime ministerial. All he says, I didn't do anything. He said, I did it myself. I just changed my glasses because I was bored one day waiting at the optometrist.
There you go.
But I think people are starting to buy into it.
Murray, what do you think some of the attack lines will be for Labor in this campaign?
Albo has picked up on them pretty quickly. The Prime Minister not acting, being reactionary, and also a bit of the old blame shifting, has given him a great opportunity to say the Prime Minister needs to act now. He's just being reactionary. He's waiting till it's too late before he formulates a plan. Bill Shorten, I think one of the issues that he certainly had, very mixed and complicated messages, not a simple, straightforward message. So I think the message that Albo's putting forward is that the Prime Minister is reacting. He's not planning. There's, no foresight in relation to some of the policies and the way forward. I mean, it's difficult times. There's no doubt about that. But, Albo has managed to get a little bit of leverage by actually saying and making a lot of noise by a very short, sharp statement. The Prime Minister needs to act. He's just being reactionary. He's not dealing with things with any foresight.
It's certainly what I'm hearing as well, Murray, where people are saying COVID has been around now for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it still seems that we're just so reactionary. I mean, the whole rat test debacle
is
a perfect example. We could see it coming. We knew that borders all across the nation were opening up.
Yep.
And yet it's just, we're always behind the eight ball. So I think that line of attack from Albo, really attacking ScoMo for, why doesn't he be proactive instead of reactive? I think that's a very potent message.
Governments, I think after about 9 years we just discussed for the Coalition, just as a natural course, they have their use-by date. Some people are suggesting that maybe the use-by date is up.
It's a fascinating few months ahead. May is the big tip, of course, for the election. So we're in for an absolute campaign shellacking over the next few months. It's game on, basically. It's been game on, it feels like, Murray, for a couple of months now with this campaign. Fascinating times ahead. Murray Jones, host of 4CA Breakfast. Thanks, mate.
Good to see you. Cheers.